cruising the lakeshore on M25 or motoring down M90. It's always a good ride. We're local with news, sports, weather, and the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV-FM. Marlette.
And good evening. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at SaintLakeBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We are back in our residency in Brown City. I am Eddie Ferry along with Jeremy Burgess. How you doing, man?
Good. Good to be back.
Friday night high school basketball. We're back here at Brown City High School. I really struggled of what game to pick here. Last week, it was fun. Snow coming here at Brown City. Brown City came out with a huge win over Sandusky Wolves. A very competitive game. Came down to the wire there, but Brown City, big lead in the first half, able to hold off Sandusky's furious comeback.
Yeah, it was definitely a tale of two halves for the Brown City Green Devils.
So we are here tonight because we didn't know if we were going to be able to see them in the regular season, but we kind of wanted to see this Hubbard Beach Pirate team. And that's why we're here, to see just how good they are. Well, they're pretty good. They only got one loss.
Yeah, and that one loss is to a really good Yale team.
That's the Yale Bulldogs, their only loss. We'll talk about the win-loss records when we come back here in our pregame show. We're just starting things off. So they only have one loss. Brown City, however, since that win against Sandusky, you figure, okay, they can stay and get back into this Big Thumb Conference Blue Division race. Two straight losses here this week.
Yeah, and it was a week of three games. They knew it was going to be a gauntlet this week, but let's see if they can rebound here to salvage a win out of this three-game week.
And this is like their fourth game in a week.
Yes.
Since Friday, so this is the fourth game Brown City's. And I always say, tired legs, does it exist? And I think some coaches do believe it can catch up to you. All right, this is the pregame show on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll talk about both these teams, their win-loss records as well. I got a little bit of info on both these teams. We'll talk about what they did last time they met. Hubbard Beach came out on top on that one. Head coach Ron Rubel, longtime coach here for the Hubbard Beach Pirates. And we also have Coach Hatton of the Brown City Green Devils. How many years now?
I'm thinking he's 4 years.
Fourth year in, so a shout-out to him. Always doing a heck of a job here, trying to coach these guys up. We saw the little kids that I told the assistant coach, you might want to bring some of these kids up for tonight's game. He goes, I'm thinking about it, maybe for a fifth quarter player here. So, because we saw what, these little kids probably in what?
Fourth grade? Yeah.
They're shooting them up, man.
Yeah, there was no shortage of offense out there for that fourth grade team.
All right, we'll be back here, pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM, our high school boys basketball game of the week. It is the Brown City Green Devils hosting the Hubbard Beach Pirates tonight on WBGV 92.5. We're streaming online at stanleybroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. Pre-game show.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
I'm Mike Lewiski, Director of Radiology and Thumb MRI for Aspire Rural Health. Thumb MRI, it's a joint venture between Spire and Sure Healthcare.
There's a lot of differences in what they call fixed MRIs versus mobile MRIs.
A fixed unit means that it's stationary. It's not traveling up and down Michigan's bumpy roads. We are able to produce a more quality image. Those mobile units are in a semi-trailer. Space is very limited. If I'm a patient that's claustrophobic, I want to go to a fixed unit where it's in a larger room. You get to listen to music. It kind of distracts you from the actual test. Thumb MRI is the only fixed unit in the thumb.
When people talk about a wide bore MRI, what are they talking about?
The opening to the actual MRI unit where the table slides in and out. The large bore MRI is only at thumb MRI. Thumb MRI is doing breast MR. We also do enterography studies, which is like your abdomen pelvis contrast. We also do prostate MRIs for urologists. Typically, the mobile units don't do prostate or breast MR.
How is it an advantage to come over to the thumb and get that MRI?
Patients have the option to go wherever they want to for testing. We are offering next day appointments. We just need your order, your prior authorization. We'll get you scheduled. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. You can call 989-912-6634 or visit us at thumbmri.org. Thumb MRI is located on the main campus of Hillsdale's Healthcare in Cass City, right in the heart of the thumb.
Aspire Real Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Welcome back. It is the pregame show on WBGB 92.5 FM. Let's take a look at the win-loss records of this Harbor Beach Pirate team. Jeremy.
All right. The Harbor Beach come into this game 13-1, 6-0 in the Big Thumb Conference.
Wow.
They started the year out with a 51-30 win against Cass City, followed that up with a 72-32 win against the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. They go to USA and they win 52-40. Play a tough Caro team, 51-35. They go and play Croswell.
Yeah.
And they played, Croswell played them tough, 45-41. Harbor Beach come out of there with a win.
Pioneers led 16-14 at the half. But then Harbor Beach responded by doubling up Croswell 12-6 in the third quarter. While each team scored 19 points in the fourth, that was just enough. Benson Hupper, who we are pretty excited to see tonight, the junior, had 16 points to lead Harbor Beach, scoring 14 of them in the second half. So we shut down for only 2 points in the first half. Skyler Cruz, Jack Smolinski also added 9 points. Andrew Caban, 8 points in that game.
So then after that, they come and go to Marlette and play. They beat them 59-23. And then they played Yale, and that's their only loss of the year, 41-43 to that one.
That was a fourth quarter comeback for Harbor Beach. They fell just short, suffered its first loss of the season to open up the new year January 3rd against Yale. Yale Bulldogs were strong early, leading 22-16 at the half, then 38-25 after three quarters. In the fourth, Harbor Beach found their groove, cutting the deficit 42-41 with 30 seconds to play. After an Andrew Caban basket, Benson Harper season high 27 points for Harbor Beach against Yale, which is pretty hard to do. Hackett Soper added 6 points in a pair of made three-pointers in the fourth quarter, while Caban finished with 4 points and three assists. But for Yale, Jackson Kohler is a pretty good player for the Yale Bulldogs, but they spread it out pretty good when they have to for the Yale Bulldogs. He had 12 points, but had seven assists sharing the ball. We talk about Ryan Fisher, who we like him on the inside, your enforcer. He probably shot these points late. He had 9 points in that game to just get that edge over Harbor Beach.
Yep. And then after the Yale game, they hosted Brown City, and they beat Brown City in the first matchup, 70-37. They played Sandusky, and they beat them 60-42. The Ubley matchup, they beat them 54-39. Played KPAC to a 67-34 win. They then played Deckerville to a 76-31 win.
Ouch.
Then they played Kingston, 68-40 winners in that game. And then just the other day, they beat Marlette, 66-36.
So with authority there. Harbor Beach proved why it was a preseason favorite in the Big Thumb Conference Black Division. On that game, the last time both these teams met, that was back on January 8th, just a couple days after losing to Yale, despite Pirates defeating Brown City in that game, 70-37.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And this Harbor Beach team, if you look at all their scores, they can put up points in bunches.
Yeah. So, in that game, despite the loss, Lawson Cooper was able to score at least 16 points for Green Devils. Robert Browning had 10 points in that game. Now, in the win for Benson Harper against Sandusky that week as well, he scored 24 points, I do believe, against Sandusky, including his 1,000th career point in that game. So those are the top rivals, you could say, for Harbor Beach is Brown City, Harbor Beach, yeah, and then their backyard brawl against Abilene.
Yeah, and that's a 1,000-point score as a junior. That is huge.
So a milestone to score 1,000 points for Harbor Beach Pirates, and we've had a lot of 1,000-point shooters also this season. And head coach Ron Rubel said there isn't a more deserving kid. He works hard. He's a great team player, very coachable, nice, good students, and he's happy for them. Andrew Caban, by the way, 12 points for the Pirates. Hackett Soper connected on 3 3-pointers on the way to 11 points, and Skyler Cruz finished with 10 points. So hearing those names again kind of clue in who your top shooters. You have that many shooters in this team, and Brown City playing is probably going to double-team Benson Harper here.
Yeah.
You still have these other guys.
Or play some kind of gimmick defense on him to force the ball out of his hand.
So, Harbor Beach is pretty good.
Yes.
One loss to one of the top teams overall. If I had my number one vote overall, I would pick the Yale Bulldogs. This, I think right now in the Sanlac Broadcasting poll, if we had one ourselves, Yale would be my top team right now. Right below them would probably be Harbor Beach, then Millington, and I think maybe Croswell, Lexington will fall, or Bad Axe underneath that point.
Yeah. But I think you'd have to put like Yale and Harbor Beach, 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
Because there's not a whole lot between the two of them that'll separate them.
All right, and you know, knowing this team and knowing how coachable they seem to be, according to head coach Ron Rubel, they learned from that loss to Yale. They're taking on the competition throughout the season. Yeah. So, yeah.
And as 13-1 record here, it's easy for a team to get lax throughout the year and not bring it every night. You look at some of these scores, and there's not a whole lot of close games.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Brown City Green Devils, and we also ask Jeremy Burgess, very excited kid from Harbor Beach, shoots a three, who gets in the game here. Happy for that in the closing seconds as Harbor Beach JV is winning 65-41 right now against the JV team. We'll talk about your keys of the game for Brown City. They're coming off two straight losses in league play to K-Pec and Albany. Some tough losses here after coming off that nice win last week on Friday night against Sandusky. We'll be right back here after a commercial break on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's a pregame show.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com.
Make wintertime fun with hot deals on the John Deere equipment that you need. Stop at your nearest Tri-County equipment location. Take advantage of great specials like these after January 31st. Buy the 2024 John Deere XUV 560E Western Hydraulic Straight Blade for the package price of $16,700. The 2024 XUV 590M model with roof, alloy wheels, and brush guard is reduced to $20,700. Take your choice of 0% financing for 36 months, 1.9% for 48 months, or 3.9% for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 60 months when you purchase the 54-inch John Deere snowblower package for $23,800. Remember, these special deals end Friday, January 31st at your John Deere dealer. Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County
Equipment. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Pre-game show continues. Let's talk about the Brown City Green Devils.
Okay, the Brown City Green Devils come into this matchup 7-8 overall, 3-4 in the Big Thumb Conference play. Brown City started the year out strong with a 58-44 win against Peck. Then they went on to lose three straight. The first one of those is a loss to Dryden, 37-49. To the Elkton Bidgin Bayport Lakers, 34-49. And then the third loss of that is to the USA Patriots, 42-50. And then Brown City went on a streak of four straight wins against a Caro team. They beat them 55-36, played KPAC to a 50-36 win. Then they played Otisville-Lakeville schools to a 53-38 win. And then they played Mayville, and they beat them 69-52. And then they talk about streaky teams. Yeah. Then Brown City loses three in a row. The first one of them is to Harbor Beach, 37-70. And then they lost a close one, 48-51 to Memphis. Then they welcomed Yale into Brown City here, and they lost to Yale, 42-66.
Some common opponents already for both these teams.
Yeah. And then they win two in a row. They played Marlette to a 48-33 win. And then the 59-56 win against Sandusky that we had here last Friday night. And then their two losses this week. The first one to Ubley, 28-51.
That's some cold shooting there, man.
Yeah. And then they go and lose to KPAC, 49-65. And that one was here in Brown City.
So they played the games on the 28th. And the 29th, and also in the 24th last week, three games. This is the fourth game in a week.
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of a tough schedule there to undertake, whereas Harbor Beach has only played one game this week, and that was on the 29th, like you said earlier, 66-36 win, and they played last Friday night as well, I believe, and that was a win over Kingston, 68-40. So Brown City, I don't know. I mean, what are your keys for this team in order to just stop this onslaught offensive juggernaut of the Pirate?
The first one is Brown City's got to do an excellent job defensively stopping not just Benson Harbor, but the entire Harbor Beach Pirate offense and hold them under 45 points. If they hold them under 45 points tonight, I like their chances to make it a closer game, to be right in that. And another key is limit the live ball turnovers. Don't let Harbor Beach get the loose ball and get out in transition, get them fast break points. Slow the game down, play at your tempo. And then the final one is Brown City's got to hit at least 10 three-pointers tonight
I was gonna say,
for them to have a chance.
Because that's their offense. They are going to live by the three or die by the three.
Yes.
In the last couple of games, it seems not to be working
and,
out.
And we've seen them against Sandusky last week come out and make seven of them in the first quarter. Yeah. So they have the potential to do that. It's just a matter of getting all the things to work at the same time.
And it looks like, you know, Harbor Beach has some players. Kind of outsize them height-wise. I do believe against Brown City with at least two or three, maybe four players out there.
And Harbor Beach looks like they've got a couple solid guys out there, where Brown City lacks a little bit of that football size, if you would say.
Yeah. So, all right, there we go. And like you said, just play tough defense there. That's pretty much all you can do against this Harbor Beach Pirate team, the one-loss team here.
Yes.
And maybe Brown City would love to pull off the upset. Be the one, I think, one of the biggest upsets of this year, other than the Bad Axe beating Millington game as well.
Yeah.
And maybe to a smaller degree, I would say Harbor Beach winning over Croswell. That was an upset for boys basketball this year as well. So.
Yeah, and I think if Brown City slows it down, plays their tempo, that's if they get into a shootout with Harbor Beach, it's not going to end well for Brown City. I don't care what anybody says. If they try to outscore them, getting a three-point shooting contest or a fast break game, Brown City doesn't have the horses as a complete team.
And I think you need Garrett Simpson, who was hot last week on the three-pointers.
Yes.
You need him to have that, nonstop three-point shooting
yes.
throughout the whole game.
Yes.
I mean, he's the hot three-point shooter on this team. I mean, who else can do that other than him?
Lawson Cooper can dial it up from long range. We've seen Robert Browning and Ethan Worrell both connect from outside.
The last game against Sandusky, seen Browning attack the glass more so than he stayed on the perimeter.
Yep. And that's just one of his many attributes of what they need on any given night, if they need more driving or they want to play that five-out offense.
You pointed out earlier, I don't know if you mentioned it, but this is a young Harbor Beach team, too.
Yeah, Harbor Beach, out of their whole lineup, they've got three seniors, and the rest are juniors. So they are a young, experienced team.
And that includes Benson Harper, who'll be coming back next year,
yes.
too. So
when you have a 1,000-point scorer as a junior, that says something about that young man.
Yeah. All right, that's a little bit on Brown City, what they've done throughout the season so far, and Harbor Beach. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get ready for game time and tip-off. We're also going to pause for our MHSA This Week in High School Sports when we come back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Free, along with Jeremy Burgess. When we come back, it'll be game time.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast. Staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good. Are joint pain and injuries holding you back? At McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky, we're here to help you move forward stronger and pain-free. Dr. James Kosher, orthopedic surgeon at McKenzie Health System, has been delivering top-notch care for the community since 2012. For conditions like rotator cuff injuries, sports mishaps, ACL and meniscus tears, fractures, and more. From advanced non-surgical treatments to precise joint replacements, we've got you covered. And at McKenzie's hospital campus, we offer everything you need under one roof. X-rays, CT scans, MRI services, and lab testing, all close to home. Non-surgical appointments are available at McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky and at the Croswell Clinic, making it easier to fit expert care into your busy life. At McKenzie Orthopedics, your health isn't just a priority, it's personal. We're here to help you heal, move better, and get back to doing the things you love. Call 810-648-6113 today to schedule your appointment with Dr. James Kosher. Don't wait. Your journey to a pain-free life starts now.
Finalists for the Scholar Athlete Award are announced, and a couple of Hall of Famers met for the first time in 1958. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The winners of the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award, presented by Farm Bureau Insurance, will be announced starting next week. From the 1,513 applications received, 120 have been named finalists, and the top 32 will each receive a $2,000 scholarship. This is the 36th year of the Scholar Athlete Award, and during that time, Farm Bureau has handed out more than $1.1 million in scholarships to nearly 1,000 student athletes. The number of winners and size of the scholarships have grown over the years. 32 scholarships have been awarded since the 2005-2006 school year, and they've received $2,000 since 2022. Applicants must be graduating seniors during the current school year and carry an unrounded 3.5 on a 4.0 scale grade point average and have won a varsity letter in one of the 28 sports for which the MHSAA sponsors a postseason tournament. Candidates are judged on their academic, athletic, and other extracurricular accomplishments, plus community involvement and a short essay on the importance of sportsmanship in educational athletics. The winners from Class C and Class D will be announced on February 4th. Class B winners will be announced the following week on February 11th, and the winners from Class A will be announced on February 18th. All announcements will be made on MHSAA.com, so be sure to check us out online to see who won. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Grand Rapids Northview's Brady Schwartz. He hit a jumper as time expired to give the Wildcats a 57-55 win over South Christian. Schwartz had 13 in the game. Millington's Brad Coleman scored 34 in a 56-52 win over Cass City and became the school's all-time leading scorer in the process. He's up to 1,736 points and counting. And to the Dearborn Fordson wrestling team, who narrowly defeated crosstown rival Dearborn in a KLAA East matchup.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
During a high school wrestling match, wrestler A executes a takedown on wrestler B near the edge of the mat. Wrestler A's foot slash toe remain in contact with the mat inside the boundary line, while all of wrestler B's body is outside of the boundary. Is the action considered inbounds, and should points be awarded for the takedown? Yes, a match is considered inbounds if at least one point of contact of either wrestler is inside or on the boundary line. In this scenario, wrestler A's foot slash toe in contact with the mat inside the boundary satisfies this requirement. Therefore, the takedown is valid, and wrestler A should be awarded the appropriate points.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The 1958 Class A Boys Basketball Final featured not one, but two future Basketball Hall of Famers. Dave DeBuscher of Detroit Austin Catholic knocked off Chet Walker in Benton Harbor 71-68 to win the title that year. DeBuscher scored 32 for Austin, while Walker had 25 for the Tigers. It was the first time the two squared off against one another before both had long NBA careers. They were both selected in the 1962 NBA draft, DeBuscher by the Pistons and Walker by the Syracuse Nationals. They were both named the NBA All-Rookie Team in 1963. Walker won an NBA title with the Philadelphia 76ers, while DeBuscher won two playing for the New York Knicks. Walker was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 2012. DeBuscher was inducted in 1983. DeBuscher also pitched for the Chicago White Sox for two seasons, making him one of 13 to ever play in both the NBA and Major League Baseball. To read more about the careers of two legendary basketball players who starred at Michigan high schools, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month. Or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you. Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
We caught the tail end of that national anthem. Jeremy Burgess here with your starters for both teams.
Number two, junior.
Okay, for the Harbor Beach Pirates, a junior, number two, Andrew Caban. A junior, number four, Skylar Cruz. A junior, number 10, Benson Harper. A senior, number 22, Dustin Emmerich. And a senior, number 42, Jack Smolinski. And for your Brown City Green Devils, a junior, number 4, Lawson Cooper. A senior, number 11, Ethan Worrell. A senior, number 23, Robert Browning. A senior, number 32, Connor Cowflesh. And a junior, number 33, Carden Hagee.
And they are announcing the Brown City Green Devils starters themselves. And to describe for you audio-wise, they turn the lights down. The crowd goes crazy. There's a Green Devil mascot emblem underneath the scoreboard on the north end of the gym. And it's lit up with a Green Devil green, and there's a spotlight that shines down on the north side of the court when they introduce players. So a very cool introduction.
Yes.
Maybe this will inspire them after two straight losses, taking on, I believe, one of the best teams, number one ranking in our Thumb Sports Writers Association polls so far.
Yes, yes.
So the team's being introduced. We'll get ready here for tip-off in just a bit. Want to thank all our sponsors. By the way, Wednesday, next week, Pancake Supper here in Brown City High School with the Brown City Interact Club and the Brown City Rotary Club also.
Yes, yes.
35 years of doing this.
Yes. It's definitely a good cause, and you get some good food when you come out to the pancake supper.
Nothing like a breakfast for dinner.
Yes.
We do that at home sometimes, so that's going on Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Do that, and then you can come watch a basketball game here on Wednesday night as well. We're up in the special section where it used to be for the cameras. We're right below the video camera. We don't know if that video feed is working or not.
I don't know if it is or not tonight.
We talked to head coach, longtime head coach Ron Rubo earlier on. And funny story here you have. When you were an official, you did what to Ron Rubo?
Coach Rubo was the first coach that I ever gave a technical to when I was officiating.
Really? Did you remind him of that?
And I always have a laugh about it every time after that.
All right. Jump ball won by the Harbor Beach Pirates at center circle. Number four, Skyler Cruz, tapped up into the hands of his team. Benson Harper over to Andrew Caban. They are moving from right to left on your radio dial and web stream.
Brown City comes out in a 2-3 zone defense here to slow this Pirate offense down.
And you can tell they like to pass the ball around. Benson Harper goes in a right low block. Nice ball handling and passing skills. Will leaves a wide open for three attempt by number 22. No good. Great rebound by number 42 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. That is Jack Smoglinski. And a one-hander pump shot just below the left elbow for number four, Skyler Cruz, the junior. Harbor Beach strikes first. It is 2-0.
That's going to be huge right there for Brown City. If they can't force Harbor Beach to a one and done, and Harbor Beach gets 1, 2, 3 shot attempts at the game, at the basket, it's going to be a long night for the Green Devils.
Brown City's turn on offense. Cooper with it. Over to Browning to the left side to number 11, Ethan Worrell. He's at the left wing in three-point range, up top to number 32, Connor Calflesh, who's starting for this game tonight.
Yes.
Ethan Worrell with it to the left side, trying to get a pick set. Andrew Caban playing tight defense, and Lawson Cooper. Both guys are similar in style and their speed and height as well. Ethan Worrell with the dribble at the point. Holds up at the left side and gives it to Cooper. Now over to Rob Browning. Browning goes around, passes it inside to number 32 for two. Nice. Assists by Browning, the number 32 for the 2 points. Connor Calflash, they have tied it up.
Both teams here looking to get the ball, move it all the way around to get that good shot to use up some of this clock here. We're already under 6 minutes in this first quarter.
Justin Emmerich over to Benson Harper from Caban. Caban back with it at the elbow. Emmerich with it. He passes inside, open on the left side of the glass with the easy layup for two. Benson Harper, it is 4-2. Harbor Beach takes back the lead. Brown City ball. Number 33, Carden Hagee. Is it Hagee or Hagee?
Hagee.
Turns the ball over, and that's what you don't want to do, to give the ball right back to Harbor Beach. 5:31 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-2. Harbor Beach with the lead, and they're in possession. Andrew Caban, the true point guard here, passes it over to the right side to Benson Harper. Benson Harper races his way to the left side. Emmerich, Harper waiting for it in the middle of the left lane. Short jumper for two. 6-2. Seems like this kid can shoot from anywhere.
Yes. Lawson Cooper dribbles into front court, hands off to Hagee. Hagee into Worrell. Worrell dribbles into the middle. Stolen by number 22, Emmerich, for the Pirates. And knocked out of bounds by Browning. Harbor Beach will retain possession under their own basket.
Good defensive play, preventing the score on the fast break. From the baseline inside, pumps a shot up right from the right low block, and just a short pass for Harper to number four, Skyler Cruz. And now we're talking about how many different shooters you have on this team. We're seeing it. 8-2 is your score. Harbor Beach now with a 6-point lead. Brown City ball now.
Worrell on the right wing for the Green Devils. Dribbles into the middle. Looking for, finding Cooper on the left wing. Cooper guarded close by number four, Cruz. Passes it off to Hagee on the left wing. Hagee dribbles into the middle.
and gets fouled inside.
Took a little hands together on the arm.
The foul on number 22, Dustin Emmerich. His first, team first.
You saw how Harbor Beach just surrounded him, triple teamed him right away.
Yes.
He was looking to try to get down the lane to the basket or to the glass there. So from the baseline, right side of the glass, Cooper has to get it in, and he does. Right in the middle of the paint. Had that been right on the mark, he would have been able to take a jumper, but that one goes in just on the right side of the elbow for two. Fadeaway shot, 8-4.
Whoa on that basket there. Showed off his athletic ability going up to get that pass.
Andrew Caban to Benson Harper. Bounce pass to the Caban at the left low block. Pitches it in to Cruz for two. No good. Picked up for the rebound by Lawson Cooper. 3:50 to go. It's 8-4 in the first quarter. Harbor Beach with the lead. Brown City has the ball. Hands it off to Worrell. Worrell underneath to the left side to Cooper. And for three, Swiss number five. Garrett Simpson. I was saying you need him.
Yes.
And right there, it's 8-7 after the three-point shot by Simpson at the 3:35 mark. Three-point shot. Goodbye, Harper, to answer back. 11-7. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter.
A foul up top on the Pirates by number two, Andrew Caban. That's his first, team second. The Green Devils will take the ball out of bounds on the sideline. Browning to inbound for the Green Devils. Passes into the backcourt to Cooper. Cooper dribbles into front court, guarded by Caban. Cooper passes up top to Worrell. Worrell over to Simpson. Oh. Simpson pulls the trigger.
Oh.
And good from the right three-point wing.
He went from the left corner, raced his way around, and he shot that right in Benson Harper's face, still able to make it over for that three-point shot.
Emmerich with the ball on the left wing, passes to number four, Cruz. Cruz up to Caban, back to Emmerich. Emmerich good for a three on the wing.
Answering right back.
Every time Brown City gets a basket, Harbor Beach comes and answers right back. Worrell off the right wing with the ball. Screened by Cowflesh. Dribbles up top, passes off to Browning. Browning over to Cooper on the left wing. Cooper dribbles into the middle. His shot is up and good for a layup. Timeout, Brown City.
And that was a nice shot there by Cooper up against the height of Skyler Cruz to the left side of the glass. Timeout called, as you said. It is. I think that points has to be switched.
Yeah, it should be 14-12.
14-12. Timeout called by Brown City. We'll be right back here on WBGB.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Coming out of the timeout, Harbor Beach, number 22, Dustin Emmerich, after a little bit of passing action, takes a three, and that's a miss. Rebound, Brown City, Lawson Cooper with it. Passes it over to Simpson. Simpson driving the basket. He'll hold up. Up top. Now in the game here is number 40, going for three. Worrell, and he makes that shot from the right wing. And that's the first lead of the game for Brown City, 15-14.
Brown City changes their defenses up here. 1-3-1 out of this timeout here to try to stem this Harbor Beach offense. Benson Harper from the corner. Three-pointer is good.
Man, they find a way to answer right back. 17-15 after the three-pointer by Benson Harper.
Cooper with the ball on the left wing. Passes to Simpson. Simpson back to Cooper. Cooper drives up in the middle. His shot is up and no good. Rebound, Benson Harper for Harbor Beach.
He had a double team right in front of him. Couldn't get that hype on it.
Harper, Benson Harper from the top of the key. Three-pointer is good.
Back-to-back threes for Harper at the 52nd mark.
Cooper with the ball walks it into front court for the Green Devils. Passes off to Worrell on the right wing. Helbert with the screen for Worrell. Worrell dribbles off, hands off to Browning. Browning to Cooper on the left wing. Stolen away by Cabone for the Pirates. Dribbles into front court to Emmerich. Emmerich back to Benson. Benson to Cabone. His shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Emmerich. Emmerich back to Benson on the top. Benson's shot is up and no good. Rebounded by number four, Cruz for the Pirates. His shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Simpson, but he steps out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball under their own basket with 9.3 seconds left here in this first quarter.
20-15, 9.3 seconds to go. Back-to-back three-point shots. Where Brown City had a brief lead 15-14 at the 131 mark. And then Harbor Beach responds at the 112 mark.
But we talked about here in the pregame, Brown City limiting Harbor Beach trips down the court. They have to be one and done.
Missed shot by Harper, but the rebound by Brown City and committed a travel call was Carden Hagee. So it's Harbor Beach ball, 4.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. They lead by 5, 20-15. Inbounds pass by Harper. Gets it in quick to Cruz. Hands it back from the elbow for two at the buzzer. Good. Benson Harper with 8 straight points for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 22-15 at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com.
Starting off the second quarter, Brown City with possession. Moving from left to right in the radio dial, it is 22-15. Benson Harper, 8 straight points on a run, and made a buzzer shot for two.
Harbor Beach's foul. Number 42, Jax Molinski, his first team first here in the second quarter. Brown City inbounds to Cooper. Cooper shoots from the three-point. Miss, rebound Cowflesh, and a travel inside. Harbor Beach retains possession here after the missed shot for Brown City.
Yeah, it was a good hustle there by Connor Cowflesh to try to get that rebound, but he moved his back feet a little bit too more. Shake and bake there.
He heard the footsteps of the Harbor Beach defender coming to block that shot, so he wanted to get it up quick.
22-15, Harbor Beach turn in the second quarter on offense. Emmerich back to Caban. Back to Emmerich to the left side. Three-point range to the left corner. Harper for three. No good. Rebounded by Lawson Cooper. And he'll get it back from Carden Hagee. Cooper dribbles in, being defended. Hands it off to Browning. Browning loses the ball, and it goes into the hands of number 20, Hackett Soper. Fast break play. Caban up for two. And kind of got hammered at the end of that play. Went for a shot for two. No foul called. Goes out of bounds. But I think that was ball first.
Yeah. Yep.
after. Inbounds pass to the high post for two. Midair jumper. No good by Harper. Put back by Emmerich. No good. Loose ball picked up and saved by Lawson Cooper for Brown City. Throws it over to the right side to Carden Hagee. Oh, travel call again. We've had a couple of those.
Yeah, he just drags that pivot foot just enough. Harbor Beach ball here on the right wing. Caban dribbles up to front court for the Pirates.
Brown City still utilizing 2-3 defense.
Off to Benson, back to Caban. Caban dribbles over the left side. And we have a foul underneath on number 20 for Harbor Beach, Hackett Soper. His first, team second. The illegal screen there trying to get Benson Harper free for the Pirates.
Two fouls for Harbor Beach in this quarter. Remember, five fouls in a quarter, you automatically go to the free throw line. With the dribble, Lawson Cooper. Had a little bit of pressure there by Harbor Beach. Wide open for three, left corner. Oh, it gets high of the glass. And the first point scored by either team is by Brown City. Ethan Moore with a three-point shot from the left corner.
Bank is open in Brown City late tonight.
Worrell with that three-point shot.
Emmerich on the pass inside. Stolen away by Worrell. Worrell's dribble stolen away by Caban.
Oh.
Caban's pass to Benson Harper is up and no good, but he's going to the line to shoot two after the foul by Robert Browning.
Smart play there by Caban.
Yes.
Could have gone right through the glass, but I figured maybe I can draw the defender towards me, get rid of the ball, and give it to Harper.
Yeah. Like these guys, there are a lot of juniors out here, but they are real heady basketball players for this Pirate team.
22-18, 6:08 to go.
Benson Harper's first free throw is up and good. Steps to the line for his second free throw. His second shot is up and no good. Rebound Cowflash. Cowflash up to Cooper. Cooper up to Worrell. Worrell is tied up on the ground. We will have a jump ball. The possession arrow goes to Harbor Beach.
6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 23-18 is your score.
And that's exactly what this Harbor Beach Pirate team wants you to do, is want you to speed up. Want you to get nervous with that basketball and make these errant throws.
Rogan Messing was in the game. He'll come back out. Coming in is Hackett Soper again here for Harbor Beach. Andrew Caban getting the inbounds pass from Skylar Cruz over to Emmerich on the left side. Caban over to Benson Harper. Emmerich up top to Caban. Back to Emmerich for three. Left wing and good for Harbor Beach. 26-18. 8-point lead.
Worrell with the ball for the Green Devils on the right wing. Refuses the screen by Cowflash. Drives inside.
Oh,
pass to Browning. Stolen away by Benson Harper. Benson Harper goes coast to coast. Lays it up and good for two for the Pirates. Makes the score 28-18, Harbor Beach. 5:20 left in the second quarter.
Largest lead of the game right now for Harbor Beach.
Cooper with the ball on the right wing. Passes off to Cowflash. Being closely guarded by Cruz.
Brown City will call a timeout. 28-18, 5:12 to go here in the second quarter, first half. Harbor Beach with a lead. 28-18 against Brown City. We'll be right back.
Make wintertime fun with hot deals on the John Deere equipment that you need. Stop at your nearest Tri-County equipment location. Take advantage of great specials like these after January 31st. Buy the 2024 John Deere XUV 560E Western Hydraulic Straight Blade for the package price of $16,700. The 2024 XUV 590M model with roof, alloy wheels, and brush guard is reduced to $20,700. Take your choice of 0% financing for 36 months, 1.9% for 48 months, or 3.9% for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 60 months when you purchase the 54-inch John Deere snowblower package for $23,800. Remember, these special deals end Friday, January 31st. at your John Deere dealer. Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County.
Coming out of the timeout, Brown City calling it 28-18, 5-12 to go. Go inbounds pass from the right sideline inbounds. Lawson Cooper to get it in. Gets it up top to Ethan Morrow. We have a whistle called.
The foul is on number 14 for Harbor Beach, Rogan Messing. That'll be his first, team third of the second quarter.
It's like he came in after the timeout was called by Brown City. Cooper to throw it in from the right sideline again. Bounce pass inside, but stolen away in the reach in by Smuglinski to Caban. Caban holds up at the high post and hands it off to Benson Harper. Passes it over to Caban, back up top to Harper, over to the right side to Messing, up top to Benson Harper. To Caban around the perimeter, to the left side, up for three from the top of the point to the right. Hits the rim, no good. Smuglinski with it, the left low block. Bounce pass over to left wing to Caban. Caban, pass over to Messing. Messing attacking the glass. Look away pass. Bounce pass to Skyler Cruz up for two. He is fouled after the missed shot from the right low block. But he'll go to the line for the free throws.
The foul on Brown City, number 32, Connor Kalflesh. His first, team second. That will send Skyler Cruz to the line for two for the Pirates. His first shot is up and good.
29-18, 29-18, 11-point lead now for Harbor Beach. Largest lead of the game now at 11.
Skyler Cruz shoots his second free throw. It is up and good.
Make those free throws, hey. Aaron's buzzer. And they don't stop play, just let it go through. 4.5 to go, it's 30-18. 12-point lead here for Harbor Beach. Brown City ball with the dribble. Kalflesh passing to the high post. Lawson Cooper left side draws a foul at the left low block. Going to the glass for a shot, and he will go to the free throw line.
The foul on number two, Andrew Caban. His second, team fourth. That will send Cooper to the line for two for the Green Devils. His first shot is up and good.
Ends the drought there. I mean, they made a three-point shot. That was the last shot by Worrell at the 6:22 mark. It's 4:17 mark.
Cooper's second shot is up and good for the Green Devils. Makes the score 20-30. Harbor Beach on top. Brown City picking up here a little three-quarter court pressure.
Number 24 in the game now.
Benson Harper right down the middle. His shot is up and no good. Rebound number four, Skyler Cruz. His shot is up and good for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
32-20. 4 minutes to go. Number 24, Luke Fisher in the game for Harbor Beach. Lays it up with a high floater for the left low block, but I think it was blocked out of bounds by Skyler Cruz. Reach for the sky with Skyler Cruz. Caban will take a seat. Rogan Messing comes back in. Number 42 coming in as well. And number 12, Peyton Rogenbuck, as well as Smuglinski back in. Inbounds pass for Brown City. Ethan Morrow gets rid of it over to Kalflesh. Kalflesh at the right wing. Over to Hagee, back to Whirl, to the left corner. Simpson, left wing for three. Oh, in and out of the rim. Had a chance. Cruz with the rebound, driving to the basket. Holds up, gets called for the travel or foul.
Offensive foul.
Oh.
Whirl stood in and took one.
I thought he might have slid the foot a little bit there, too. But wow.
The foul is on number four, Skyler Cruz. His first, team fifth.
So shouldn't they go to line already?
Not on an offensive
Okay, on
foul.
Offensive, okay.
Yep.
Did he push jump or what did he do?
He just ran Worrell over on that one. Worrell stood in there and took the charge to get the Green Devils a possession here.
Hagee with the ball at the right wing to the top to Cal Flesch. Cal Flesch, bounce pass to the left side to Garrett Simpson, being defended by Rogan Messing. Up top to Hagee. One-handed pass over to the right corner to Cal Flesch. Inbounds and stolen away by Vincent Harper. Lays it up for two. Because that pass was meant to go to Robert Browning. Browning's got to attack that ball. Yes. He can't wait for it. 34-20, the largest lead of the game now by Heber Beach. Harper having a huge game in the first half.
Simpson on the ball on the left wing. Passes into the corner on the right side to Worrell. Worrell waiting for a Cal Flesch screen. Dribbles up to the point on top. Picks up his dribble. Looking for a player. Off to Cal Flesch on the right wing. Cal Flesch hands off to Browning. Browning drives down the middle and is fouled on the floor.
But that's the sixth foul.
So that'll send Browning to the line for two. That is a foul on number four, Skylar Cruz. That's his second, team sixth of the second quarter. That'll send Robert Browning to the line, shooting two for the Green Devils.
Just two fouls right now for Brown City, too, in this second quarter.
Browning's first free throw is up and no good.
You need those.
Yes.
You need those.
When you're trying to stay in a game here against a tough Harbor Beach team, every point is critical. And you look at it, Harbor Beach is going deep into their bench here in this first half. Robert Browning's second free throw is up and good.
As number 40, Matt Geiger comes in, the junior. You mentioned that.
Yeah, Coach Rubel, he's subbing these guys in and out of here almost like hockey substitutions, keeping his guys fresh.
Or like a team in the Blue Water Area Conference.
Yeah.
Class B. Full-court pressure being applied by the Brown City Green Devils on the Pirates. Pass over to left side to Bisher. Bisher up for two, and it goes in. Luke Bisher. Shout out to Jonathan Bisher down in Florida fishing. Caught two fish earlier this afternoon. Hope you hear your relative's name there. He gets 2 points, 36-21. Brown City with the ball. It's knocked out of bounds by Harper. Some more substitutions, keeping the bodies fresh out there for Harbor Beach. Brown City inbounds pass. Lawson Cooper way up top to Garrett Simpson, almost taken away by the speedy defense of Harbor Beach. Ethan Worrell left corner for three. A blooper in all nets at the 1:59 mark. It's 36-24. Worrell with that three-point shot. Harbor Beach, Emmerich back in the game. Passes it over to Benson Harper to the right corner to Bisher. Bounce pass up top to Benson Harper. 1:35 to go. It's 36-24. Hands the ball off to number 24, Luke Bisher. Bounce pass back to Harper. Harper likes to be underneath or in the corners. Emmerich with the ball to the left side. Emmerich with it. Trying to get it into Harper. He is triple team. He'll take a fadeaway shot. No good. Smoglinski, reverse layup chance with the putback, and it does not drop, but he draws a foul.
Foul on the Green Devils, number 33, Carden Hagee. His first, team third.
It is fun watching this Harbor Beach team and how they're playing basketball.
Yes. The ball never sits in one person's hands too long. The first free throw by Smolinski is up and no good.
1:19 to go, 36-24 in the second quarter, first half.
Smolinski's second free throw is up and no good. Rebound off of Hagee. Harbor Beach retains possessions here.
More substitutions in and out. Smuglis comes out, subbed by Hackett Soper. Fisher to throw it in for Harbor Beach. Got to get it in quickly here. Into Harper, double team up for two, and he gets it in right in front of the rim. It's 38-21. Oh, my goodness.
Simpson on the right wing for the Green Devils. Dribbles up to the point. A screen by Halbert. A takeaway by Benson Harper. Benson Harper all the way to the rim and fouled by number 40, Briar Halbert for the Green Devils. That will send Benson Harper to the line, shooting two here late in the second quarter.
59.4 5 seconds to go. 38-24.
Benson Harper with his first free throw attempt. It is no good. Benson Harper lines up for his second free throw attempt here for the Pirates. His shot is up and good. Makes the score 39-24, Harbor Beach on top. As Cooper brings the ball into the forefront by for Green Devils.
Oh.
Ricochets around off Cooper's leg, out of bounds to Harbor Beach. 53.2 seconds left here in this first half. Harbor Beach ball looking to add on to their already big lead here in this first half.
Largest lead of the game. It's 15-point lead, 39-24. Full court pressure again applied by the Brown City Green Devils. Fisher getting the ball from Benson Harper. Bounce pass back to Harper. He drives to the glass for two on the right side. 41-24. Harper with a shot. Left side, Cooper tries to take a shot, and I think he draws the foul from the left side of the glass.
The foul is on number 20, Hackett Soper. A blocking foul that will send Lawson Cooper to the line for the Green Devils, shooting two. Cooper's first shot is up and good. Makes the score Harbor Beach 41, Brown City 25 with 32.3 seconds left in this second quarter.
Briar Helbert coming in for Garrett Simpson.
Cooper's second free throw is up and good. Benson Harper will walk the ball across the timeline for the Pirates here, looking for the last shot.
I already saw him shoot a buzzer at the end of the first quarter, so.
Coach Rubel's yelling one shot here, guys. So Benson Harper's got the ball at the top of the key. He's dribbling around, guarded by Worrell.
And don't waste a foul.
No.
You know, you don't want a foul going in to the second half unnecessarily.
Benson Harper's getting double teamed up top. Dribbles off to the left wing. Up and good. A runner for Benson Harper. And that is the end of the first half with the score, Harbor Beach 43, Brown City 26.
Harper making that shot with about 2 seconds left. Just unbelievable play. He was double teamed, attacked the left side of the glass, sinks it in. 43-26 at the half. Harbor Beach with a big lead against the Brown City Green Devils. Halftime report on the way. We'll take our commercial break, and we'll check in with Jeremy Burgess on the halftime stat report and his take of this as well. A lot of points for Benson Harper. We'll have that when we come back from our break. It is 43-26. The Harbor Beach Pirates lead the Brown City Green Devils here on this Friday night on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at stanlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Cellular.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Mackenzie Health System is proud to announce the availability of the Advanced GE 1.5T Voyager MRI scanner to the Diagnostic Imaging Department. This state-of-the-art wide-bore scanner offers the latest technology for more accurate imaging and greater patient comfort. The wide-bore design provides more space and a less restrictive experience, accommodating a broader range of patients, including those who may feel anxious in traditional MRI machines. Our scanner delivers high-resolution images interpreted by expert radiologists, ensuring accurate results for your provider. Our MRI services include both contrast and non-contrast options tailored to meet your provider's orders, all delivered by our experienced, compassionate staff. Accessing this service is convenient with close parking and seamless entry through our outpatient services area. Schedule your MRI appointment today by calling 810-648-6110. Mackenzie Health System, bringing cutting-edge technology and quality care close to home. Learn more at mackenziehealth.org/MRI.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn.
It's a new year with some new deals
to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month. Or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn.
It's a new year with some new deals
to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Welcome back to your halftime report with Jeremy Burgess. It is 43-26. The Hubbard Beach Pirates leading the Brown City Green Devils at the half.
We will start with the Brown City Green Devils leading scorers for the first half. With 1 point, Robert Browning. With 2 points, Connor Kalflesh. With 6 points, you have Lawson Cooper and Garrett Simpson. And leading the Green Devils in scoring is Ethan Worrell with 11. Brown City's just had too many turnovers here in this first half to try to come back and try to keep this Harbor Beach game close. They've got within four at a couple times there, and then once they get to four, Harbor Beach knocks a couple shots down and balloons that lead right back up on them. And you see why this Harbor Beach team is for real. And for the Harbor Beach Pirates, they're scoring for the first half. Luke Bisher with 2, Dustin Emmerich with 6, Skyler Cruz with 8, and Benson Harper with 27.
27 points, but look how they're all still sharing the ball out here. So.
Yes, and it's not like any of Harper's shots have been forced. They are all within the rhythm of the offense, and he's been able to turn over, get a couple turnovers and take them coast to coast for easy layups for them guys. And as a coach, when you can have your best player on offense playing that good on defense, that just holds the team to a whole nother level of accountability.
All right, so we got them all?
Yep.
All right, and your keys to the game earlier.
The keys to the game for the Brown City Green Devils to keep it close or to keep it respectable here was keep Harbor Beach under 45 points for the game, because you couldn't get into a shootout with Harbor Beach. They knew that coming in. They've let Harbor Beach have 43 in the first half. That is huge. Brown City has some firepower on offense. I just don't think they have the firepower to score 60 points, 65 points on a nightly basis to keep up at Harbor Beach.
Yeah, we had one tie earlier in the game at the 6:10 mark, 2-2. Close as it was at that 3:35 mark, 8-7. Harbor Beach with a one-point lead. Brown City actually took the lead briefly, 15-14. Three-point shot by Warren with 1:31 to go, but Harper went on an eight-point run to end that first quarter, 22-15 at the buzzer, 15 points, and he did it with 2 seconds left at the end of the second quarter as well to extend their lead 43-26 in about 2.5 seconds
and
to go.
And the biggest one for the Green Devils was to limit the live ball turnovers so Harbor Beach wasn't able to get fast break opportunities, fast break points. And with my stats, what I've got here is it looks like Harbor Beach has got at least 10 points in fast break opportunity points. And you take them 10 points away, you're 33-26. It's a closer game. Yeah. It's an easier hill to climb.
Things seem to be working earlier, but great adjustment by Harbor Beach.
Yes, yes.
They just picked up the pace a little bit better and then just defended also. They hustle.
Yes.
They hustle.
They do it both ends of the court really well for Coach Rubel.
At the half, 43-26. Harbor Beach leading at the half against the Brown City Green Devils. We'll be right back here on WPGV 92.5.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com.
All right. 43-26. We saw this time the 6th or 7th graders out here?
Yeah, the 5th and 6th graders.
Okay. And earlier we had 4th graders?
Yep, the 3rd and 4th earlier, and then the 5th and 6th grade tonight.
They put some extra time in the clock, letting the kids... this is how you keep, I guess, players coming out. You start them off young here.
Yes. So. And I always looked forward to that as when I was in that the middle school, elementary school, that you always looked up to these big kids playing on Friday nights. So to come out and be able to play at halftime of them guys' games, that's just something special.
All right. The Brown City Rotary, the Brown City Rotary Club and Brown City Interact Club are having a pancake supper here next week on Wednesday, February 6th, I believe. I'll make sure I got that right. It's on a Wednesday next week. That's February 5th. Excuse me, Wednesday, February 5th. And that goes from 5 to 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. here at Brown City High School. That's Wednesday night, and it's a fundraiser for United Hospice Service or Marlette Regional Hospital with Aspire Rural Health System as well. That's Wednesday, February 5th, Brown City Rotary and Brown City Interact Club Pancake Supper. Get all the fixings, so come out for that as well. You have anything else to add?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right, and a list of the games for tonight. Some games were canceled tonight, by the way, due to further just south of us by Embley City area. They canceled their game tonight in girls basketball because of the icy rain possible mixed with rain. And with the temperatures right now and the winds blowing, it still felt pretty cold.
Yes.
With a wind chill on the way in here to Brown City High School. Memphis is at Ubley tonight, Kingston at Sandusky. Marlette at KPEC was another game that was canceled and postponed. Unionville Seaboyne at Millington tonight. Cass City at Bad Axe, interesting game there. Carroll at Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers tonight. Reese at Vassar. Yale at North Branch. Armada at Flint Powers Catholic. Almont at Richmond was canceled and postponed, as well as the Dryden at Bay City All Saints girls and boys basketball games. Akron Fairgrove was at Deckerville tonight in boys basketball. Carsonville Port Sandlack at Peck. Saginaw Arts and Sciences at North Huron. In girls basketball, that Croswell Lexington at Emily C game was canceled and postponed. Yale at North Branch game going on tonight. Almont at Richmond canceled and postponed. Memphis was at Ubley tonight. Saginaw Arts and Sciences at North Huron in girls. Now Dryden at Bay City All Saints canceled and postponed. And Akron Fairgrove was at the Carson Report Sandlack girls basketball team as well. High school hockey, Thumary Legion at Tawas tonight, 8:30 p.m. And then tomorrow they come right back and host Gladwin at 3:30 p.m.
Yeah. Talk about a late night tonight and early morning tomorrow for the Thumb Legion team.
43-26 at the half. Humber Beach leading Brown City. We'll be right back for second half action.
Make wintertime fun with hot deals on the John Deere equipment that you need. Stop at your nearest Tri-County equipment location. Take advantage of great specials like these now through January 31st. Buy the 2024 John Deere XUV 560E Western Hydraulic Straight Blade for the package price of $16,700. The 2024 XUV 590M model with roof, alloy wheels, and brush guard is reduced to $20,700. Take your choice of 0% financing for 36 months, 1.9% for 48 months, or 3.9% for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 60 months when you purchase the 54-inch John Deere snowblower package for $23,800. Remember, these special deals end Friday, January 31st at your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marblette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County
Equipment. Welcome back. Second half action here. 43-26, Brown City will open up with possession. Hagee with the dribble. Number 33 for Brown City, moving from right to left. Bounce pass to Brownie, who was quiet in the first half.
Yes.
Stolen away, though, after that loose ball. Turnover by Brown City. From the right corner for three. Air balls that one. Last touch by Browning. It'll stay Humber Beach ball.
That was probably the worst miss that we've seen Benson Harbor take all night.
Millington leading USA at the half. 37-15. Other scores coming in. Halftime, Sandusky leading Kingston. 31-24. At the end of the third, Bad Axe leading Cass City by one, 34-33. At the end of three, it's Peck leading CPS, 47-18. Turnaround jumper, and it goes in by Harper underneath the basket. Right in front of it, practically. And that's the first point scored here. In the second half, it's 45-26.
Browning with the ball on the left wing, passes it up to Cowflash. Cowflash around to Worrell on the right wing. Worrell dribbles up to Browning.
29 points for Harper now.
Yes. Cowflash with the ball, passes it to Cooper in the right corner. Cooper dribbles the ball, passes it up to Cowflash. Loose ball. Emmerich comes out of there with the for the ball for the Pirates. Up to Caboon. Pass.
Caban.
Pass over to number four. Cruz up for two and good.
6:45 to go. It is 47-26. Harbor Beach just turning it on and getting tighter with the screw.
Yes.
On Brown City.
Lawson Cooper's pass to Cowflash up and good for two.
First point scored by Brown City.
The pass across.
No, I mean Humber Beach, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that Brown City?
Yeah, that was Brown City's first two of the second half here. Pass into Benson Harper inside. Pass out, back out to Emmerich.
Did
Emmerich
they miss?
Into Cruz.
They messed the score up again there or what?
Yeah.
All right.
We've got a jump ball, so it should be.
So it should be 47-28, right?
Yes, 47-28.
All right. All right, 6-0-4 to go. Andrew Caban with it at the left wing. Over to the right corner, Dustin Emmerich. Ooh, in and out. Last touch by Brown City looked like, but there's a whistle. I thought Brown City last touched it, but.
A foul on number four, Skyler Cruz. Team's first, his third. Cooper walks the ball into the front court. Passes off to Browning on the left wing. Browning takes it inside.
Ooh.
Up and blocked. The ball is blocked by Dustin Emmerich. Brown City will retain possession.
5:45 to go. 49-20. Ashley Wainer-Palma is telling me to tell you to say Smuglinski.
Smuglinski.
Smuglinski, right.
Smuglinski.
I'm happy that she's listening. I miss her.
That's great. Yeah.
She's a very hardcore Humber Beach alum, so. And loves the peace and quiet in Akron. That's where she lives. And a huge Duke Blue Devil fan, so. If Christian Leitner came to her and proposed, she would. 5:23 to go, Brown City ball. 49, or we believe it's 47-28.
Yeah.
5:16 to go. Layup by Cooper, but no good. He went from the right wing to the left side. Harper with it. Drives to the basket. Can't knock it down from the right side. Ethan Worrell with the rebound for Brown City. This is a fast-paced game here in the third quarter, up and down the floor. Browning, again, taking his eye off the ball. And I've seen that against Sandusky, too. That's deflected out of bounds by Emmerich of Humber Beach. It's still Brown City ball on their side of the floor. The cheerleaders cheering a little too close at the out-of-bounds line. The official nicely asking them to come back a little bit. There'll be a timeout called here by Brown City, it looks like, or one of the teams. Right now it is 49-26, 4:55 to go. It is 47-28. Humber Beach with the lead. We'll be right back.
Jenna, it's that time of the year where people are getting sick. And how many times have you been to one of our urgent care, rapid care clinics with your little kids?
Since school has started, 3 times.
And urgent care, rapid care, quick care, as we sort of call them throughout Aspire, tell us the difference between that and an emergency department.
For those less or non-emergent needs, but you still need to be seen by a provider, whether you can't get into your family practice, it's after hours, it's at night, it's on the weekend, these clinics offer that availability.
I'm having a heart attack.
Emergency department.
I got a cold, the flu. I think I have COVID.
Quick care, rapid care, urgent care, walk-in clinic.
I have a bummed up finger.
You could go there too.
You talked about some of the medical reasons. The other one is really a financial reason. You go into emergency department, it's a huge economic difference.
Something that I appreciate as a mom, there's a real physical person there to see you.
We have point of care testing for most things. A lot of them you can get an x-ray as well. We've got a location in Cairo, across from Walmart.
The Carroll Rapid Care.
Then we have in Marlette.
Marlette Quick Care on the west side or behind the hospital.
And then we have Deckerville.
Deckerville Walk-In Clinic is on the main campus in the hospital in Deckerville.
And then
in Cass City at Hills and Dales, main campus of the hospital. For any non-life-threatening conditions, you should utilize one of Aspire Rural Health System's Rapid Care, Quick Care, Urgent Care clinics. To find out more, please visit aspirerhs.org. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Welcome back. Shot for three attempt by Ethan Worrell at the top of the point. Coming out of the timeout. 4:26 to go. It's 47-28.
The foul is on number four, Skyler Cruz. His fourth, team second here in the third quarter. That will send Worrell to the line for 3 shots.
I think Cruz is upset with himself because he knew what he did wrong there. But
Worrell's first shot is up and good.
Makes it 47-29, 4:26 to go. We're having a decent game.
Yeah.
That free throw. Oh, and coach pulls him away to calm him down. So Skyler Cruz here.
Worrell's second shot is up and good.
And that was a foul in three-point range, by
yes.
the way. So. Makes it 47-30, I believe, right? Yeah.
Yep. Worrell's third shot is up and no good. Rebounded by number 40, Matt Geiger, for the Pirates.
Caban from the right elbow takes a shot, does not drop, but put back a tip. You got to have those, and you got it from Matt Geiger, the junior, for two. 49-30, Harbor Beach with a lead.
The second chance opportunities again for Harbor Beach is just killing Brown City on the inside.
Brown City with possession. Cooper down the left side from the left corner. Can't get it. Hits the side of the rim. Rebound by Smuglinski. Over to Benson Harper. Fast break. Emmerich for two. Layup. 1-2-3. That was that fast break play. Great passing here.
Ball never hit the ground for the Pirates on that fast break opportunity.
51-30 is your score. Emmerich with that last shot. On the fast break to the right side of the glass. Cooper with it, left corner in the middle of the paint. Pass to a wide open Worrell. Could have had a chance for three. He'll take it inside on the right wing for two. No good. Rebound picked up by Geiger. Over to Benson Harper. Harper to the paint between two defenders. And he passed Worrell and slices between two defenders for the layup on the right side of the glass for two. This is a treat for us. 53-30. 23-point lead now. After Harper shoots that one, 30-plus points now.
Browning for three. Rebound Cooper. Cooper puts it up from mid-post. No good. Rebound Browning. Browning passes to Worrell. Worrell takes it inside. Passes it out to Simpson. Simpson's three-point shot is no good. Rebound Geiger.
I did like Calfless going in there, but it was just overplayed it to try to get a putback. Harper with a fadeaway and a fast break play from the left low block for two. Oh, my goodness, 55-30, 25-point lead with 2:31 to go. A timeout called.
Timeout, Brown City.
2:30 to go in the third quarter, 55-30. Harbor Beach with the lead. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, 55-30, 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leading by 25, largest lead of the game by far. Last points were made by Harper again, right?
Yes. Worrell walks the ball into the front court, passes it over to Simpson. Benson Harper gets a hand on it and knocks it out of bounds. Green Devils will take possession here on the wing.
And he's primarily been responsible for staying on Garrett Simpson.
Yes. And he is playing both ends of the court really well tonight.
With the dribble after the inbounds pass, Lawson Cooper to Browning left side, left corner to the left wing. Passes it up top to Ethan Worrell at the point. Coming down to 2-5, Worrell, look away pass. Cooper for three, left corner hits the rim, no good. Rebound saved by Worrell. Worrell attacking the glass, put back, can't drop. And it's pulled down by Geiger with a rebound for Harbor Beach. To Bisher, to Harper, being defended by Breyer Halbert. Harper will get right past him to the high post, elbow up for two for the left right low block. Rebound. Ball is loose and picked up by Smuglinski for Harbor Beach. And dribbles right on the out-of-bounds line. And it'll be Brown City ball. By the way, we didn't win the raffle, right?
No, no.
We bought tickets. 1:35 to go in the third quarter, 55-30. Bounce pass. Browning up for two, yes! Nice pass by Simpson. Down the left lane for Browning for two for Brown City. 55-32. Third quarter continues on with 1:15 to go. Benson Harper with the ball. Halbert on defense on him. Over to Geiger to the point, to the left side, Luke Bisher. Pass over to the right side. Rogan messing up for two. Powers his way up. In and out. Rebound. Garrett Simpson to Browning, right side of the four. Ball's knocked loose from behind Bisher on Browning. Geiger picks it up and gives it back to Bisher. Up to Harper, crossing the timeline. Nice long passes. Precision, yes. Passing here for Harbor Beach. Harper attacking a glass. Slices and dices. In for two in front of the rim. 57-32. For three, Worrell.
Rebound, Benson Harper. Benson Harper takes his time and walks it up the court here as Coach Rubel yelling one shot here with 23 seconds left.
Has he been doing this like around the 40 or 30 second mark at the end of each quarter so far?
Yeah, Harbor Beach has had the last shot opportunity in all three quarters so far.
All right, I'm going to let you have this one.
You've got Benson Harper with the ball. He dribbles to the middle of the court. He pulls it back out, pulls up for three. Shot is no good. Off Harbor Beach.
Oh,
Brown City ball with 2.2 seconds left.
The reason why he didn't make that is because he shot it too early with 2.2 seconds to go. Matt had a chance, but the rotation hit the rim, but it didn't get the front rotation.
Brown City's pass is to Halbert, and the time runs out with the end of the third quarter with the score Harbor Beach 57, Brown City 32.
We'll be right back.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Are joint pain and injuries holding you back? At McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky, we're here to help you move forward stronger and pain-free. Dr. James Kosher, orthopedic surgeon at McKenzie Health System, has been delivering top-notch care for the community since 2012. For conditions like rotator cuff injuries, sports mishaps, ACL and meniscus tears, fractures, and more. From advanced non-surgical treatments to precise joint replacements, we've got you covered. And at McKenzie's hospital campus, we offer everything you need under one roof. X-rays, CT scans, MRI services, and lab testing, all close to home. Non-surgical appointments are available at McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky and at the Croswell Clinic, making it easier to fit expert care into your busy life. At McKenzie Orthopedics, your health isn't just a priority, it's personal. We're here to help you heal, move better, and get back to doing the things you love. Call 810-648-6113 today to schedule your appointment with Dr. James Kosher. Don't wait. Your journey to a pain-free life starts now.
Coming back to start the fourth quarter, missed shot by Brown City. Coming in with that shot attempt was Justin Bean, number 10. Up for two in the front of the rim in the middle of the paint. Benson Harper scores the first points in the fourth quarter. It is 59-32. Harbor Beach with the lead.
Haggie with the ball on the right side for the Green Devils. Haggie pulls up for a three-pointer. His shot is off and no good. Rebound in the middle by Cooper. Cooper's pass to Kalflesh. Kalflesh up and good with the foul. Count the basket. Foul on number 10, Benson Harper for the Pirates.
Takes it 59-34, 6:58.
His first team first. That will send number 32, Connor Kalflesh, to the line for the Green Devils.
Carl Flesch's shot is up and no good. Rebounded by number 40, Matt Geiger. Geiger passes it off to Harper. Harper walks it across the timeline, passes to number 24, Luke Bisher. Bisher's pass to Soper. Over to Harper. Harper dribbles the ball up to the top of the key. Drives down the lane, puts up a runner. Shot is up, no good. Rebound by number 10, Justin Bean. He is fouled by number 10, Benson Harper. His second, team second, here in the fourth quarter.
I was going to say, I don't think I heard his name much for fouls.
He just picked up the last two, and that's it. Green Devils walking across the court. Cooper with the ball. Guarded by Benson Harper. Off to number 12, C.J. Smith. C.J. Smith dribbles into the middle of the lane. Passes back to Bean. Bean over to Cooper. Cooper to Hagee. Hagee on the left wing. Dribbles it back. Passes back to Cooper. Cooper back to Hagee. Hagee to Smith. Smith dribbles up. Takes it down the middle of the lane. Shot up. No good. Rebound by number 20, Soper.
Even though he didn't make that shot, I like the way he attacked it. He saw an opening down the right lane.
Yes.
Ball just didn't get high enough to get that layup. And he's got pink shoes on, so maybe that's helping. Right corner shot missed by Luke Bisher. Rebound, Cal Flesch. One on two. He does not get the layup. Benson Harper kind of let him go right past him there. It'll be Bisher with the rebound. Takes a long shot for two in the right corner, and he sinks that one. For Harbor Beach, it is 61-34 in the fourth quarter.
Cooper walks the ball up, shoots a three, no good. Rebounded off to Soper for the Pirates. Soper passes to Benson Harper. He walks across the timeline to Geit, to Bisher, back to Harper. Harper shoots the three off the right side. No good. Rebound inside by number 12, Rogenbuck. His putback is good.
And every single player playing the same style and textbook basketball that Harbor Beach has had, no matter what player, they've been coached to do that. And you said the second chance points is what's been helping Harbor Beach, especially to extend their big lead here.
Yeah, the second chance points for Harbor Beach has just been one of the things that has been able to get them this lead and continue to build on the lead. A foul on number 12 for Harbor Beach, Peyton Rogenbuck. Team's third, his first.
Is he the one that got the last points?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. It will be Green Devil ball here on the sideline out of bounds in front of their bench with 4:44 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leading 63-34. Worrell with the inbounds pass. He walks it across the front court. Pass over to Smith. Smith drives baseline. Passes off to Bean. Bean with a corner three.
Ooh.
Up and good. For the Green Devils.
Good to see that from Bean get that three-point shot. 4.5 to go here, 63-37.
Geiger with the ball in the low block. Passes it off to Bisher. Bisher's pass to Soper. Back to Bisher. Back to Soper on the left wing. He drives and shot is blocked. Out of bounds. Will stay Harbor Beach ball here.
I'm thinking that there was a foul committed there. He wanted a foul, but they still keep possession there.
Yep.
That was number 20, Hackett Soper, wanting a foul call. Oh, one of the few mistakes there, Andrew Caban.
With a give and go there with Geiger and just an errant pass out of bounds.
Inbounds pass, Brown City from the far side. No pressure by Harbor Beach. Coming down to 4 minutes left. Ethan Warrell with it at the right wing up top. The Bean. Oh, that left side was looking for a three. He held up. That was C.J. Smith. But Worrell will try to take one to the left side. That one no good with a three-point shot. Ronnie with a nice block and steal. Takes it right back. Left side to Smith, and he can't make that one from the left side. But he hustles for the ball, and coming up was Breyer Halbert. Bean turnaround jumper. High against the glass. Middle of the right side of the right lane for 263-39. These players getting a chance to play here and taking advantage and nice shots.
Yeah,
didn't hesitate.
That was a good move there on the low block
by Bean.
Soper shot is no good. Browning clears the rebound, dribbles into the front court, pulls back, fadeaway jump shot, no good. Rebound by number 24, Luke Bisher for the Pirates.
Worrell tips the ball out of bounds. Harbor Beach will retain possession here.
63-39, 3:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach with the lead. Inbounds pass from Bisher into Andrew Caban. At the point, double pick set there for Caban and couldn't take advantage, but posting up, Geiger powers his way for two after the assist from number 12, Peyton Rogenbach, 65-39.
Geiger just used his sides and got the ball in where he can score and just went up with it.
Nice to, for these players to get this playing time, especially further down in the season or in the playoffs. These guys are getting experience, trying to get used to each other that are usually not starting together here. And later down in the playoffs, you could get into foul trouble. Yes. These players are going to be ready.
Yes, and be able to utilize them when their number is called. That is a foul on number 20, Hackett Soper. His third, team's fourth. C.J. Smith with a free throw line jump shot off the rebound by Nick Rand.
That was a little bit of a lazy free throw shot there. It could have been a little bit better with a jumper. Just like that one right there. Hits the rim and it goes in. That one got the rotation that Harper didn't get. Number 20 for the left wing. Just off to the left side of the points for the three-point shot. That is Hackett Soper.
That is one of them Brown City soft rim three-point shots. Smith passes up to Simpson. Simpson gets out of the corner, passes it out. Goes out of bounds in front of the Brown City bench. Harbor Beach will take over with 2:04 left in the game, up 68-39.
All right, we have some more substitutions come in for Brown City. Number 13 getting some time on the floor. Devin Browning, the sophomore younger brother.
Yes, he is one of the, they've got two of their fifth quarter players out there right now. The other one is number 3, Brady Worrell, younger brother of Ethan. He's only a freshman.
Oh. To Geiger, left side of the glass, and it rolls in. The height advantage right there. The assist again for number 12, Peyton Rogenbach. 70-39, and that keys of the game. No, they're not limiting them to 40-something points. And you said if Harbor Beach gets over the 40-plus point mark, which they did at the half, it was going to be hard to beat them.
And that's, Harbor Beach is just so well coached that they never forced anything from the start. Brown City came out. They withstood Brown City's first good punch right off the bat, and they battled back, and they just capitalized on that from then on. Brady Worrell with the three off the right side, no good. Rebound Browning, his shot is up, no good. Ball batted back to Smith, and that goes out of bounds off the Green Devils. Harbor Beach will take over.
I'm just going to say, it's not a hit on Coach Bob Hatton. It's just Harbor Beach has got some good players.
Yes.
Obviously, better players right now in tonight's game. And this is the fourth game in 1 week, by the way, for Brown City as well.
Yeah.
So 1:13 to go here. It's 70-39. Loose ball picked up by Browning. That's Devin Browning. He goes for two. He can't knock it down. Ball is picked up for the rebound by number 32, Drew Nickran, in the game, as well as the number 30 in the game, Emil Notzold, the exchange German student for Harbor Beach. And rebound by Brown City after that miss by Harbor Beach. Ball is taken away, I believe. Nope, they'll take it right back, Brown City. Well, 37 seconds to go. Smith really wants a shot. He'll throw it up sloppily for two on the left side, but Harbor Beach will take the rebound. Hackett Soper with it, with down to 25 seconds, and this is where you try to get a last-second shot, if they're even going to shoot it, according to Coach Ron Rubel. Assisted by the JV coach Dan Brown, John Woods, and Jay O'Neill here for Harbor Beach Sparks. And you're saying they've been all together for quite some time.
Yes. I remember these guys coaching back when I was when I played. I remember Coach Dan Brown, he used to officiate back in the day. So
yeah.
Harbor Beach will just dribble out the ball here to end the game.
70-39, your final score. And Harbor Beach is that darn good.
Yes.
We'll be right back. 70-39, your final score. Harbor Beach over Brown City. Our postgame report come your way.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn.
It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month, or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you. Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn.
It's a new year with some new deals
to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
It's a new year and time for a new resolution. How about stronger connections? Start 2025 right with AVS Broadband, the Thumb's trusted internet provider. With AVS Broadband, you get greater capability for streaming, gaming, and everything you do online, more flexibility with plans designed for every lifestyle, and the added convenience of local friendly customer support that's always there when you need us. And now we're making it even easier to get connected. Sign up for any wireless internet plan by March 31st, 2025, and get free installation. That's right, free installation to kick off your year of seamless streaming and browsing. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or call our helpful sales team at 888-282-4932. Don't wait. Start off 2025 with stronger connections from AVS Broadband. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2025.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
All right, final score 70-39, Harbor Beach over Brown City Green Devils. Harbor Beach just, you know, took control of the game after that brief Brown City lead, 15-14 with 131. Benson Harper over that 8-point run to end the first quarter 22-15 and continue the onslaught. Although Worrell shot the first points in the second quarter with a 3-point shot at 6:22 mark, made it 22-18. But then Harper, and then Emmerich, and then Harper, and then Cruz went on a run to make it 29-18, 30-18 at the 4:37 mark as well. And then extended lead by 14 with 2:55 to go in the second quarter, 34-20, and just held the lead ever since then, and Brown City could not get any closer after that.
No, it was the turnovers, second chance points, and Harbor Beach just put the foot on the gas and did what they wanted for this game here.
And then a 43-26 halftime lead. Harper picked up after he left off with 2.5 seconds, making that near buzzer shot at the half. Scored the first points in the third quarter, the 7-12 mark, 45-26. And they win 70-39. At the end of the third, it was 57-32. And then win 70-39. Here is your postgame report. We'll start off with
the Brown City Green Devils. Tonight for the Brown City Green Devils, Robert Browning had 3 points. Justin Bean had 5. Then you had Connor Cowflash with 6. Garrett Simpson was 6. Lawson Cooper was 6. And your leading scorer for the Brown City Green Devils was Ethan Worrell with 13. Brown City went 7 of 9 from the free throw line, so they did get better from the other night from the free throw line. So that's one bright spot to look at them for tonight for the Green Devils.
Well, couldn't get hot in three-point range. The close, I think, man-to-man defense that Harbor Beach put on Brown City throughout the whole night.
Yeah, Brown.
They knew they were a three-point threat.
Yes. Harbor Beach was coached well. They knew what was going on. They played that in-your-face man-to-man defense and forced Brown City off the three-point line all night long, made them into that driving team, and Harbor Beach had the size inside where could affect them shots.
And they played smart basketball. We'll find out your points leader for Harbor Beach when we come back here. Hey, look at the Harbor Beach stats. It is your final score, again, 70-39, Harbor Beach over Brown City. We'll be right back.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com.
Make wintertime fun with hot deals on the John Deere equipment that you need. Stop at your nearest Tri-County equipment location. Take advantage of great specials like these not through January 31st. Buy the 2024 John Deere XUV 560E Western Hydraulic Straight Blade for the package price of $16,700. The 2024 XUV 590M model with roof, alloy wheels, and brush guard is reduced to $20,700. Take your choice of 0% financing for 36 months, 1.9% for 48 months, or 3.9% for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 60 months when you purchase the 54-inch John Deere snowblower package for $23,800. Remember, these special deals end Friday, January 31st at your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Mackenzie Health System is proud to announce the availability of the Advanced GE 1.5T Voyager MRI scanner to the Diagnostic Imaging Department. This state-of-the-art wide-bore scanner offers the latest technology for more accurate imaging and greater patient comfort. The wide-bore design provides more space and a less restrictive experience, accommodating a broader range of patients, including those who may feel anxious in traditional MRI machines. Our scanner delivers high-resolution images interpreted by expert radiologists, ensuring accurate results results for your provider. Our MRI services include both contrast and non-contrast options tailored to meet your provider's orders, all delivered by our experienced, compassionate staff. Accessing this service is convenient with close parking and seamless entry through our outpatient services area. Schedule your MRI appointment today by calling 810-648-6110. McKenzie Health System, bringing cutting-edge technology and quality care close to home. Learn more at mckenziehealth.org/MRI.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
All right. Shout out to our sponsors for that long commercial break there. And we now have our post-game stats with the winning team. Harbor Beach Pirates, who get the win over Brown City 70-39. Again, the leading scorer for Brown City was Ethan Warrow with 13 points. He only scored two more after at the end of the half of 11. So here is the Harbor Beach Pirates with Jeremy Burgess.
Okay, the Harbor Beach Pirates. Peyton Rosenbuck had two. Hackett Soper with three. Luke Bisher with four. Matt Geiger had six. Dustin Emmerich had eight. Skyler Cruz had 10. And Benson Harper had 37 on the night.
37 points. He scored 27 at the half. Just 10 more in the second half. Yes. But he was really distributing the ball, but, man, he made some great plays, and he really played really good defense as well on Garrett Simpson, not allowing Simpson, your highest three-point shooter on this team, to even really get any good looks. He had a couple, but
and,
other than that.
And it was Benson Harper was guarding anybody that tried to get hot. Coach says, all right, and Benson Harper didn't have to say anything. He's like, I got him. I want to play both ends of the ball. I want to play both ends of the ball hard.
And, you know, and I want to give credit to I saw how Dustin Emmerich, with his 8 points, the way he's just directing traffic, you know, out there as the forward general. He is the senior of the team there. So I'm kind of curious, is he the captain too? But it seemed like he was.
Yes, yes. And he played an excellent game, both offensively and defensively. And just being that floor general, that captain out there on the floor, the extension of Coach Ron Ruble out there.
All right. Again, 70-39, your final score. And again, Benson Harper, 37 points in this game. And just a great game played. It was a pleasure to watch him play. I made the shout out to him down on the floor. So, wow. Harbor Beach, just still one loss and right now undefeated in conference play. When we come back, our next break, we'll talk about what both these teams have up next. And again, you can tell tired legs here in Brown City. 4 games in 1 week.
Yeah.
4 games in 1 week. 70-39, Harbor Beach over Brown City. We'll be right back.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn.
It's a new year with some new deals
to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month, or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn.
It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a craft dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a craft dealership near you.
Jenna, it's that time of the year where people are getting sick. And how many times have you been to one of our urgent care, rapid care clinics with your little kids?
Since school has started, 3 times.
And urgent care, rapid care, quick care, as we sort of call them throughout Aspire. Tell us the difference between that and an emergency department.
For those less or non-emergent needs, but you still need to be seen by a provider, whether you can't get into your family practice, it's after hours, it's at night, it's on the weekend, these clinics offer that availability.
I'm having a heart attack.
Emergency department.
I got a cold, the flu. I think I have COVID.
Quick care, rapid care, urgent care, walk-in clinic.
I have a bummed up finger.
You could go there too.
You talked about some of the medical reasons. The other one is really a financial reason. You go into emergency department, it's a huge economic difference.
Something that I appreciate as a mom, there's a real physical person there to see you.
We have point of care testing for most things. A lot of them, you can get an x-ray as well. We've got a location in Caro, across from Walmart.
The Caro Rapid Care.
Then we have in Marlette.
Marlette Quick Care on the west side or behind the hospital.
And then we have Deckerville.
Deckerville Walk-In Clinic is on the main campus in the hospital in Deckerville.
And then
in Cass City at Hillsdale's, main campus of the hospital. For any non-life-threatening conditions, you should utilize one of Aspire Rural Health System's Rapid Care, Quick Care, Urgent Care clinics. To find out more, please visit AspireRHS.org. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Post-game reports. Again, final score, Harbor Beach over the Brown City Green Devils, 70-39. Next game coming up, do you have that on your list for the Brown City Green Devils and the Harbor Beach Spikes? Now, 3 straight losses for Brown City there tonight against Harbor Beach, this past week against KPAC and Abilene as well.
Brown City hosts Deckerville next, I want to say it's the Monday, the 3rd.
Yeah, because Groundhog Day is February 2nd.
Yep.
Yeah, will it be an early spring or longer winter? What do you think?
Don't know. So I know that Deckerville will come to Brown City next week to play.
There's a chance there now.
And then for the Harbor Beach Pirates, they will play on the 5th. They will play in Harbor Beach against Sandusky.
Okay, interesting game there, yeah. You know, we saw a pretty good Sandusky team, second half team, against Brown City. All right. That wraps things up. Thank you to Cindy Burton and Tony Burton here, the athletic directors. Thank you to you, Jeremy Burgess.
Thank you.
Our Thursday night game already scheduled for girls basketball. It'll be Dryden Girls at the Pack Pirate Girls on Thursday night right here on WPGB 92.5 FM. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.